Well, I think one of the main concerns at the time was parking spaces, and there seems to be a lot more car parking spaces now, 42, and 8 of them are for disabilities, I think. I suppose as long as there was a consultation process, as long as the residents end up were happy, I think it's something we should go with, but it's always going to be a sticking subject for the wider population of Sligo. But it's good to see there is some compromise in there.
It seems as though that there was a wide-ranging number of views as it relates to the proposals that were on the table. Some people were totally opposed to any changes and some people wanted to see improvements there. Do you feel that this plan meets some way in the middle?
Kind of, but I think to get the fund anyway, there has to be major changes, which is part of the reason to apply for it. And look, we can see every summer Strandhill is one of the most busiest places in Sligo, one of the most scenic. And I just think with some improvement works, you never know, the new service centre opening up could get a lot bigger. So hopefully things go well for the people. But again, as long as the residents who came out voice their opinion for the consultation process are happy, I think we all should go with that.
It seems as though the council too are going to really try and hope and focus that the majority of people who go to Strandhill will park in that council-owned car park that's some bit away from the shoreline.
Yeah, I think that's why the issue with the car parking spaces was there's a lot of elderly trying to get down. They might get down on a Saturday or Sunday to get out of the house for the day, and I suppose we have to take them into account. We all know with car parking spaces, even around Sligo town, there's going to be an issue with people trying to go down or will they go down and try and turn, and that could create a problem. But I think, as we said, there was compromise, and you'd hope people would use common sense when they're driving to go in if the car park is full. I think one of the options was we get a sign up to say the car park is full, and that could be good rather than people going down and creating traffic problems. So hopefully people use their common sense when they're going down.